It's a 14-page document, and honestly, there's some good focus there on trying to end this pandemic that I think we've heard echoed before, including a real focus on continuing to promote vaccination, because I see that as the way that we get out of this thing. But I think, you know, there are also some issues that take a little bit more thought. And as you called me, I was researching some of the references that they had in this 14-page document, because I don't find that I agree with all the aspects of what I'm reading.
Tell me a little bit about their commitment to vaccination.
I was very pleased to see in the first three pages, there is a focus on continuing to promote vaccination as a way to reduce disease burden, especially as we see our hospitals and emergency rooms being overwhelmed yet again. And we are seeing fairly distinct data showing that it's currently the majority of patients that are significantly ill are unvaccinated.
Masks, they're inconvenient and they're not perfect. Tell me a little about the problems with masking.
I think we need to take a logical approach to this entire pandemic. And I will say that I'm pleased that at least in Loudoun County, I feel that healthcare providers, the health department, and our elected officials have all had the same message. And when it comes to schools, we have to, one, recognize that the virus is the enemy, and two, our goal is to keep the kids in school 5 days a week. So if that is our common goal, we have a common enemy and a common goal. One of the best methods to do that, especially in light of our recent surge, is masking. And so I understand that there is a balance here, but currently with the rates of COVID positivity being unprecedentedly high, I would say now is not the time to eliminate mandates against masks. And I know the word mandate comes with a lot of emotion, but I think I would love to say that I trust everyone to make the right decisions. But I think at this time, there needs to be some guidance from our health department when we are at significantly high transmission levels, that taking away a layer of protection currently is the wrong time. And I try to address this and some of my colleagues as well, is when do we unmask? And that's a very reasonable question for everyone to be asking.
Seems to me that the guidance, as I read it as a layperson, is that there are several different things that can be done to prevent the spread. What are some of the other things?
So I am not a public health official, but I have obviously been doing a lot of work in that field. And I will say that we call this the hammer and the dance, and the hammer are the mitigation strategies that we do. And there are things that honestly cause umbrage sometimes. And I think that's what people have problems with, is when they feel they're being hammered, but we know these things. So to answer your question directly, the number one most important thing is ventilation. So looking at the airspace that you are currently in. And so indoors versus outdoors, it's become quite obvious that we're much more protected in an outdoor setting. And then in an indoor setting, do we have adequate ventilation? And so do offices or schoolrooms have HEPA filters installed? Have they inspected their filtration systems? And then, of course, we know about distancing. And distancing is directly related to the other two. So if you have good ventilation, you may be able to tolerate a closer distance. And if you're masked, you may be able to tolerate a closer distance. And I think this is extremely important when we come to schools, because we have asked our schools to try and keep students 3 feet apart. And that was on the assumption that they were masked. The CDC states that when you are unmasked, then distance needs to be 6 feet. And we simply don't have the physical space to provide that safety measure when children are unmasked.
Virginia made the decision to go to a 3 foot distance with the masks. That has, by all accounts, worked out pretty well, right? But your concern, if that layer of masking is taken away,
if that layer of masking is taken away, we then have to return to the fact that a close contact is anyone within 6 feet. And what that will result in is more quarantines and more missed days of school. And again, that directly relates, unfortunately, to our mental health crisis, which we saw last year, that with kids being out of school, it really did put a burden of anxiety and depression upon our entire population, including parents.
Kids can say to their teacher, I don't want to wear the mask. The governor says I don't have to. And my parents say I don't have to. I would imagine that that might cause some anxiety. The governor has said, you know, respect principles and let things work out through the courts.
I think I'll respectfully say that I am not an attorney and I don't even try to pretend to be one. So I do agree that this needs to play out in the courts. And until that gets settled, I would encourage parents to basically adhere to what their local school board members have decided to do. And the principals are definitely, and the school administrators are in a real bind with this, and they have to follow the rules. So I would implore parents at this time not to make the administrators and the teachers force this choice.
Do you want to talk at all about whether you think masks are actually effective or not?
Well, the controversy about masks comes because it's very difficult to conduct a very good scientific experiment on this. One, what is proper masking? So I do recommend that you get the best mask possible. That's common sense. So if you can get an N95 or a KN95 or a surgical mask, it has been proven to be superior to cloth masks. And I think part of the arguments for the people who want to do away with masks is valid. The cloth masks have been shown in a few studies not to be effective. I think it's very reasonable for us to ask people to intelligently look at the mask on yourself, on your child, make sure it adheres to the nose, make sure that it adheres to the cheeks. And as we get through this Omicron surge, which hopefully is coming soon, there is some intelligent design to de-mask. And that is based on when we are not at critical levels of student absenteeism, critical levels of staff shortages, that's possibly when we can de-mask. And I think the people who don't want to mask, I'm not saying that I disagree with you. There is a right time. It's just not now.